The Spinto Band join us today with music from their debut album, Nice and Nicely Done. The band formed in high school in Delaware in 1996 and have certainly been helped by the success of their catchiest tune, Oh Mandy, in a TV commercial. It's been a whirlwind 2006 for the band, and I asked John Eaton how it's been going.
It got pretty hectic starting in January because Tom and Sam finished up school, so then we really sort of have been touring a lot since then, and then... So yeah, the hectic has been increasing.
Now, you guys got together before you all went off to school, right? And then you've been split up, or how did that work out?
Yeah. We sort of met up, you know, back in high school and grade school, and even before that. So we were just sort of childhood friends, and then just started playing music together around that time. And then, yeah, college sort of geographically split us up.
Now, when was this actually recorded, Nice and Nicely Done?
Over the course of about 4 years or so.
Really?
Mainly. Not intentionally. That was just due to our holiday breaks from college or school or whatever work we had. So we recorded it in little week-long intervals.
Well, a lot of people know your music, and one of the reasons they know your music is because of a giant corporation, Sears, who used Oh Mandy in one of their commercials. What's the story about how that came about? Because that was before you guys were working with Barnon, right?
I think that was after.
Yeah,
and it sort of came through them. So
yeah.
Oh, there's no cute story there. Oh,
no.
Do you know how they heard it, or did Barnon send it around to people? Or
I think it was just like I was gonna get a washing machine and was humming it at the time, and it was in the same key as the washing machine, so they figured that would be good.
And I do not believe that. Anyway, the Spinto Band are here, and what do you guys want to start off with?
This will be So Kind, Stacy. This next song is called Mountains.
I got mountains.
mountains of problems. They'll catch me off guard and talk when I'm not looking. They make noise and I'm sleeping. I have mountains of mistakes. They'll come back to haunt me. Every fork in the road I did take has never once cut me a break. So I'm leaving you for the better. This soon my priorities and the news are beginning to skew. Got a new coat of leftists. Used to think we're pathetic. Now I'm ripping benefits out of all my new conquests. Got a new way of speaking. Think it's rather ingenious. I'm in a mama 3 Sarah was a blessing. Really wanna sell my dad. So I'm leaving you for the business soon. I got my dreams come true. So that bad. Nothing I live for that bad.
Just as we imagined, a fun session today with the Spindo Band who are joining us now. Now, Nick Crowe, you sang that one, so I assume that makes you more the writer, or does that?
Yeah, that pretty much is the way it pans out.
Yeah. Now I understand it's your relatives that have to do with how this band got named. Although I don't see Spindo in here anywhere.
Oh yeah, well that was my granddad, and that was sort of he was the inspiration for the group, really from the get go. So sort of an homage to him.
How so? How so?
He just sort of, he had written a lot of music, so we had found a bunch of music that he had written, and that was sort of back when we had all gotten guitars for various holidays, and didn't really know what to do with them. So that was sort of, we bonded over, hey, let's play this stuff, it's music.
What was it like?
Well, he sort of was all over the map. He was never really professional, but he'd been writing songs for like the greater part of the 1900s, so there was like weird Tin Pan Alley kind of stuff all the way up through like psych pop and weird stuff like that. So it was kind of cool, sort of opened our imaginations for what kind of music was out there.
Wow. So what does the next generation think of what you do? What are your parents, are they happy that you're taking time off of school, et cetera?
Yeah, they've been supportive throughout the whole process. I mean, Tom and Sam's stepdad and Jeff and Joe's dad are in a group, the Sin City Band, and
oh, yeah.
They gave us some of their old equipment right at the beginning and really helped us out and urged us to record and play music, so it's been really great.
Would you take any advice they gave you?
Yeah, probably. What are some good ones? They gave us our first gigs and they told us to some advice, Johnny Cash or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know if we can say any of it on the radio.
Yeah, it's not really appropriate.
Well, there is this unspoken musicians thing that we don't get to know about. That's okay. Let's hear another one from Nice and Nicely Done. Can you do Oh Mandy?
Sure.
Yes, we can.
Oh,
The song was called Brown Boxes.
And yet it all sounds like the Spindo Band. That one from Nice and Nicely Done. Thank you guys so much for coming by. A real treat.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.